terms of measure can be. The Bible says my king is a king of the Jews. He's a king of Israel. He's a king of righteousness. He's a king of the ages. He's a king of heaven. He's a king of glory. He's a king of kings, and he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder if you know him. My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he purifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's a key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is enough. His way is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his world is lighter. I wish I could describe him to you. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. Well, you can't get him out of your mind. You see, you can't get him off of your head. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon live broadcast. It's good to be here today. And, boy, I tell you what, it's been quite a few days. Been just taking some time off from work. And, boy, I tell you what, it's been very productive and it's just been very encouraging. And for those of you that may not know, for those of you that are watching this, I went up to today I just got back from Church of Many Blessings. Had the opportunity to preach there and to preach the word, and it was just a really good time. Amen. It was just to take some time to get into the word, and it was fun. I enjoyed it. It's actually the first ever church that I've ever been asked to preach at. And I tell you what, it was, I mean, I tell you what, for those of you that are watching that, Church of Many Blessings, I just want to let you know that I love you guys, and I want to thank you for having me, and I just appreciate just your willingness to just be there and listen, and just be in support of the Word of God. Amen. And it's just, it really, that really means a lot to me because, I tell you what, that you guys are just awesome people. I love you. And you are like the first church I've ever went to preach at. And, I just want to let you know, you guys are just amazing people. Amen. And I know we all have a flesh, we all have our sin natures and stuff like that, but I just want to let you know that I love you, okay? I love you guys, and if the good Lord allows, I'd like to go back to preach there again sometime. If the Lord is willing, and if Pastor Ron is willing, amen? And so, but for those of you, that may not have seen or watched, I posted and shared the video to everybody of my friends. So, you can easily get it. And also, if you have any questions as to where you can see the video, I do have it posted. I did share it with my with the Fishers of Men page and some other pages that I have as well. Amen. So if you ever get a chance, I would like to encourage you to go ahead and check that out. I preached on biblical repentance, and I preached on it as per the angle of revival, and talking about how we need revival in this nation and that we need revival in our churches. Amen. And so we're going to be kind of talking a little bit more. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that today, because I'm telling you what, I was going back and watching a little bit of what I said and stuff like that, and it really stirred me up. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to continue on with just doing an extension of that sermon. So if you all want to check that out, please feel free to do so. I'm sure Brother Ron would appreciate that, and you know, I would appreciate that too, you know. But it's not about being, you know, it's really not about numbers. Really where my heart lies is being able to get the truth out, and so I want to take what I preached and just get it out to as many people as I can. And if people want to watch it, praise the Lord. But if not, you know, that's okay. You know, that's okay. Okay. So pray for me. Be praying for my ministry. For those of you, I forgot to mention this yesterday. Okay, I forgot to mention this yesterday to you guys. For those of you that are a part of Church of Many Blessings, I forgot to mention this yesterday, and I forgot. I just kind of got wrapped up in, I mean, I had a whole bunch of stuff I needed to say, and it's probably a good thing that I stuck to what I said. I didn't want to go off and stuff like that. I wanted to be sure to stick to what God had me preach. I left some tracks and some ministry cards. I got ministry cards, and I gave a lot of them to Brother Ron, and I gave a whole bunch of tracks to Brother Ron, so you could take them for yourselves and take some extras and hand them out to people. I encourage you I want you guys to just go ahead and just pass those tracks out, you know. That's what I want to encourage you and challenge you. Just pass out the tracks, and if you want to pass out the cards, then you can go ahead and do so. I don't have an issue with that. Okay, and I also don't have an issue with passing out the tracks. So I gave Brother Ron some tracks and some ministry cards. Hopefully he'll be bringing that to the church on Sunday. I was going to bring them yesterday, and I completely forgot about it, and it slipped my mind, and that's my fault. I'll tell you what, I'm just like anybody else too. I forget, and I have a flesh, and sometimes my dirty, rotten flesh likes to just intervene and try to do things on its own, amen, but we have to stick to the Word of God. But it's great to be here tonight. I want to thank you all for those who were praying for me on this journey, praying for the message, and you know, just praying that God would have His way and will. I want to thank you all. I tell you what, I feel like the message, you know, went very well. I tell you what, all you guys at Church of Many Blessings, you seem to really enjoy that. You really seem to really just took it in and just ate it all. You know what I'm saying? Your spirit just sort of gave in and ate it all. You know, that's good. You know, but you guys really seem to, in other words, you guys really seem to enjoy that. But that wasn't, you know, I'm not trying to make church an entertainment center, and I'm not trying to entertain anybody. You know, I'm trying to preach the Word of God, but you guys really seem to really enjoy that message, so praise the Lord. And apparently, last time I checked, I think we had like over 140 views, 140 views on that video from last night, so... feel free to just pass it along to people if you feel led, if you feel like it's something that the Lord lays on your heart to just pass along, then by all means, do so. I'm sure, I mean, I know a little bit more about Brother Ron. I don't think he really, I mean, I think he would probably want you to do the same, you know, just pass it along and get the truth out there, amen? So anyways, but listen, you know, I love you guys. I hope that I can come back and see you guys soon. And I just want to thank you for just your welcome and just for being so loving. And you guys are like family. You guys are my like other distant family, you know. And I love you guys. And Brother Ron, if you're watching this or if you will be watching this, I can't thank you enough. And I know you're probably tired of me thanking you every single minute of every single day, but listen, brother, I really do appreciate you know, the hospitality that you and your wife gave. I'm going to tell you something. God will bless and honor that. Amen. God, I appreciate your hospitality, and I just appreciate just you. I just appreciate just your fellowship, and I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to seeing you all come down here in my neck of the woods here at the end of the month. So, you know, I'll be prepared for that. But anyways, just keep me, keep me in prayer. We do have a prayer request. You know, please pray for Church of Many Blessings and Pastor Ron and his wife, and, you know, pray that, you know, God will continue using that church. And my phone is kind of going off. I'm just going to go ahead and shut my phone off here. Okay, there we go. But just, you know, pray for pastor. I mean, if you go to the Church of Many Blessings, please pray for your pastor. Pray for each other. Please pray for me. Pray for my ministry. And I tell you what, it's just really been an honor to just get refreshed in the Word and stuff like that. So you be praying for me, amen. And anyway, so we're going to be kind of talking about a little bit more about Jonah. And last night, if you watched online or if you were at the church, I preached on again biblical repentance through the angle of revival. And for those of you that started that were there or watched online, I went to Jonah chapter 3. It's kind of a starting point. But it was a starting point to segue into what I was actually going to preach, because I think that Jonah chapter 3 really exemplifies repentance and turning away from your sin. And so I tell you what, you know, that was all the Lord. I mean, I tell you what, I mean, I've been through Jonah so many times, and I've been to different places, and God has just been just sort of putting stuff together, and I've been remodifying some things. And so we're going to be going through the whole book of Jonah. And you're going to say, we're going to go through the whole book of Jonah, but that's like 5 bazillion pages. Well, no, the book of Jonah is only 4 chapters. And believe it or not, it's a very short book. We can actually cover it within, like, I can actually read the whole thing probably within about a 10-15 minute time. Well, maybe a little bit longer than that, depending on how long. But we're going to be going through the whole book of Jonah. And, you know, instead of having to go through the whole entire book and just, like, you know, let's just take, I think we'll just focus, I think that we're just going to focus on Jonah chapter 1 for tonight. And, you pray for me on that. Also pray for me for, I think the end of this month I am scheduled to go to the VA to preach. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually preach the VA. I'm going to preach what I preached at Church of Many Blessings. And so you just pray for me on that. You pray that God's will be done. And you pray that their hearts would be pliable and that they would receive that. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I love those vets and God bless them, you know. And it's an honor to preach to them. It was an honor to preach to you guys at Church of Many Blessings last night. And it's just been an honor, you know. It really, you know, I thank God for the opportunity for that. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm really bummed out that it was cut short, because I tell you what, I really enjoyed being with you guys. I'll be honest with you too. I really was not all that nervous. But maybe towards the end of my message and to the invitation, I was a little bit nervous, because it's kind of like, I don't know what to do and all that stuff. So I hope that you can sort of bear with me. Next time, I'll tell you what, next time I won't be as nervous. But anyways, it's all good. Amen. So we're going to take a look today. The title of the message is The Book of Jonah. And we're really going to be focusing on the book of Jonah, because I think Jonah is one of the, is a very good revival book. And we see that there is a revival that takes place. And, you know, I think I might change the title of the message to Jonah's Revival. Because I'll tell you what, Jonah, he was disobedient at first. But then you realize that God put him, he basically rerouted him, and it caused him, to where he was, he realized that he did wrong, and he repented of it. And so we see that he decides and makes the choice to do what God tells him to do. And so I did mention that a little bit in last night's message. But we're going to be taking this. I think we're going to take, this is going to be a 4-part message. And actually, chapter 3, I read of all chapter 3 yesterday and still had time to do what I needed to do. So I think we're going to condense 3 and 4 together. And I think we're going to take, we're just going to just condense 3 and 4 together. But we're going to do chapter 1 as one part, and we're going to do chapter 2 as another part. And 3 and 4 is going to be a third part, amen? So we're just going to break it into 3 different parts and just kind of go through the book of Jonah. So I guess if there's a title to the message, we could call this Jonah's Revival Part 1. And we're just going to kind of go through here and just read the Word of God. And I'm just going to explain some things here, and I'm hoping that it can be an encouragement to you. And so, and also pray for me. I'm not quite done with that 10 Commandments series yet. I still need to finish it. So pray that God will give me some time and get that thing finished up, because I want to get that done. And I think it's important to realize that we can't keep the law, and that when we can't keep the law, we have to understand that it is by grace through faith in which we are saved, and not of ourselves, lest any man should boast. Amen. So I want to get that finished up here. And I know I'm kind of working on multiple things, and I really shouldn't, but we'll come back to the Ten Commandments series. But lately, you know, revival's just been striking me a little bit, because You know, Brother Ron was, I think he mentioned, was it last Sunday? I can't remember when it was. I think it was last Sunday. Brother Ron had mentioned about how he has a desire to have revival in the church, as well as, you know, just in America. So, I mean, and I was been praying about that, like, oh, Lord, what do you want me to preach on? And revival just sort of stuck out at me, so I thought I'd go back and take a look and revisit the aspect of repentance. And I mentioned yesterday that, and I'm going to mention this again today. I'll mention this again now, I should say, that when there is no repentance, there's no salvation. Okay? And when there's no repentance, there's no revival. Okay? And let me tell you something. Salvation in itself is revival, but the key aspect to revival is repentance. That's the key thing. And that is repenting, confessing, and forsaking your sin. Amen? So I touched on that yesterday. I'm not going to get too detailed on that. So if you want to go back and watch that, go ahead and do so. This is going to be more of an extension of that, and we're going to be kind of getting into the aspect of revival. And we're going to be, like I said, we're going to kind of take the next few videos and kind of go through the book of Jonah. And so, anyways, with that said, let's go ahead and get started. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah. And we're going to start in chapter 1, verse 1. Okay? Jonah chapter 1, starting in verse 1, it says this. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. Let's stop right there for a second before we continue on. Okay? I mentioned yesterday in my video, I mentioned yesterday in my message that when God tells you to do something, you should do it. Okay? Because if you don't and become disobedient, God is going to, most likely, God's going to reroute you to where it will cause you, number one, to repent of your sin and for your disobedience. And number two, it will cause you to realize that you need to do what he tells you to. Amen? So you just make the choice to go and finally do what he tells you to do. Amen? Sometimes he won't even reroute you. Sometimes he'll just keep asking you. He'll keep knocking at your heart. And he'll keep doing that till you actually do it. And by the way, when you delay like that, well, let's put it that way. Let's put it this way. When you don't do what God has told you to do, you still fall short because the fact that you delayed. See, if God tells you to do something, and by the way, this goes for me too, because I have a bad habit of doing this. Okay, I'm just as susceptible as being disobedient as any of you guys. Okay, but when God tells us to do something, he wants us to do it now. Not wait, but he wants us to do it now. And there's a reason for it, because God has timings for things. Now, if you delay, now obviously God can redeem the time. But if God tells you to do something, he wants you to do it now. Okay? I mean, now, when I say that, if he tells you to go and talk to that person, you say, nah, I don't want to. Go talk to that person. No, I don't want him. Go talk to that person. No, I don't want him. You see, God wants, and in an instance like that, God wants you to do it. He wants you to do it now. I'll give you an example. Okay, I witnessed an accident while on the clock at work. It was a while back. It was like a couple years ago. I witnessed an accident. And I went out there to see if they were okay and stuff like that. And, you know, and Anyways, long story short. So there was an accident. I thought it was involved with a motorcyclist. And I got out to make sure that he was okay. He said he was. I wasn't hurt. That's what at least he said. I don't know if he was telling the truth or not. But anyways. So I had an opportunity that I could have almost missed. And what I did was I went out and I had asked. I said, can I give you guys a track to read? And, they said no. They know. And, I said, okay, that's fine. And I told him, I just want to let you know that Jesus loves you. And, he loves you and he cares for you. And so, I got back in my car and went into my delivery because I had a delivery at the time and I was pressed for time. Well, the thing was that I was very tempted just to not getting out and not offering them a track. Well, I felt the need to go out there and just let them know that Jesus loves them. And, whether they accepted that or not, I know not. I won't even know. I tried, but it's kind of hard to kind of witness and stuff like that when you're on a clock and a job and you got to go. So when God tells you to do something, you need to do it. Amen. And if you delay, there's grace for that. And of course, God's going to chasten you and he'll redeem the time, but if God needs something done, at a certain point, he expects you to do it. And we all have, and here's the thing, all of us, I bet, struggle with that. Amen? We struggle with that. Because we have a flesh. Amen? So, we see that Jonah, okay, God told Jonah, okay, I want you to go to Nineveh. Okay, I want you to go to Nineveh, and I want you to preach against it. I want you to preach to them. I want you to preach against it. I want you to cry against it. You know why? Because their wickedness has come up before him. I'm going to tell you something. How many of you are willing to be sent by God to preach to America and cry against it and say, America, you need to repent of your sin? You know why? Because I'm going to tell you something. God wants people. God needs Jonas. He needs willing Jonas that will go out and preach. And I mean preach hard. Amen? And I'm going to tell you something. We're kind of like Nineveh. We have so much wickedness in this nation. I just recently, and I mentioned this in my message yesterday too, that I have actually seen that Chicago, which is my birth city. I was born in Chicago. I was born in Cook County, Chicago. Cook County is the county that Chicago is in. Chicago is in Cook County. And so I was born in Chicago. Okay? And they just elected a sodomite mayor. And I'm going to tell you something. That just grieves my heart. From someone who comes from Chicago, from the land of Lincoln, Illinois. Okay, that's where I was born. I was born in Illinois. Okay, but for someone who comes from Chicago to hear that there is a sodomite that's going to be ruling Chicago, I'm going to tell you something. Chicago is going to get a lot worse than what it was under Rahm Emanuel. If I'm pronouncing his name right. Okay? Chicago is going to be in a worse state than it is. Because they just elected a female sodomite to being mayor. That's how wicked our nation has gotten. That's how wicked Chicago That's how wicked Illinois has gotten. Illinois has become so wicked, they're not just in debt, but they just recently elected a sodomite mayor. I'm telling you guys, if the churches don't repent for their sins and disobedience, I'm going to tell you something. America's not going to repent, and I'm going to tell you something. God is going to deal harshly with America, and judgment time will come for America real soon. And by the way, judgment for America is at the door. It's only a matter of time till judgment comes through that door. And once it does, it's not going to be pretty. Okay? Let's go to verse 3. It says, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So we see that Jonah was being disobedient. Okay, God told him, go down to Nineveh. Go to Nineveh. Cry against it. Their wickedness has come up before me. Go and preach to them. You know what Jonah did? Jonah knew how wicked the Ninevites were. He didn't want to do it. So you know what he did? He sinned. And how he sinned was he disobeyed and paid the fare to go to Tarshish. He went the opposite way. Jonah was disobedient. Okay? Now, it says in verse 4, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship and he lay and was fast asleep. God knew that Jonah was going to disobey. Okay? So you know what God is doing? He's giving Jonah a little wake-up call. You know how the Lord did it? He sent a wind into the sea that there was a mighty tempest. There was a storm. And it could have broken the ship. Okay? And you know what Jonah was? He went down and was sleeping. How many of us would you say, if God tells us to do something, we're like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to go and do what I want to do. And I'm going to sleep. I'm just going to snooze. I'm just going to take a little nap. Let me tell you something. We're all susceptible to that. Okay? Now, let me tell you something too. Okay? Jonah disobeyed, and therefore God is bringing out the rod, and he's chastening Jonah. You know, I sometimes think that when we think of chastening, see, God will chasten us in different ways. Okay? Remember, lean not on your own understanding. Okay? Sometimes God will chasten us in a way that we don't think that he will. For Jonah, it was to bring a mighty tempest. Okay? Let's go to verse 6. It says, so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, For whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am in Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Now, isn't that interesting that he says that he fears the Lord? Okay? But he disobeyed. He deliberately disobeyed. Yet he says he fears the Lord. Now, I'm not doubting that he did fear the Lord. What I'm saying is, I think it's a little ironic. Now, I think what happened, here's what I think. Jonah is right in what he said. He feared the Lord. He fears the Lord. But he disobeyed. Okay? He disobeyed. But we eventually see that he repented of his sin. Okay? He said, and it says, and he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the man knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. You see, he fled. So these mariners, which by the way were pagans, they knew he fled from the presence of the Lord. They knew that. They see that. Okay? They could see Jonah's sin. Which, by the way, let me tell you something. If you think that non-believers can't see your sin, think again. Think again. Non-believers can see how you carry yourself, how you live your life, and they can see through fake charades. And they can see your sin. Amen. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Okay? Now Jonah didn't hide anything. He admitted, it was for my sake that this tempest was upon you. Okay? Let me ask you a question. How many of you are willing to admit that your sin affected others? How many of us can really truly say that we can admit that our sins have affected others? I'm going to tell you something. That's what we see here. Jonah sinned. And because of Jonah's sin, it almost got these mariners nearly killed out on sea. Because of Jonah's sin. See, your sin does not affect just you. Your sin affects everyone around you, whether you see it or not. Amen. And by the way, it can affect your future generations too. It can. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they cried out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay? Here's what happened next. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. You want to know something? God spared. He spared those mariners' lives. And he did so by having the mariners take up Jonah and casting him over into the ocean. You know why? Because eventually God prepared a fish to swallow Jonah. That was the other part of his chastisement. And he was in the belly of that fish for 3 days and 3 nights. Amen. So, they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. You want to know something? Those mariners that were pagans, because of Jonah's sin, God took that and made it work for the good. Because those mariners feared the Lord and made sacrifices and offered sacrifices up to the Lord. So that means they would have had to believe, right? They would have had to believe. In verse 17, it says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. So you see, Jonah disobeyed God. He flat out disobeyed. Okay? He deliberately went the other way. Okay? He sinned against the Lord. He sinned by being deliberately disobedient. But God took that and made it work for the good. And because of the goodness of God, these mariners came to the Lord and they offered sacrifices unto the Lord. And they made vows to the Lord. So because of Jonah's sin, God took that and used it for the good. And because of it, these mariners got saved. All things work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. However, Jonah still had to live with the He still had to deal with the punishment. There was still a punishment for Jonah. And what that was chastisement. The first part of the chastisement was the Lord brought a mighty tempest in the sea. Okay? But where the chastisement really took fruition, okay, where God chastised Jonah was in verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. That was God chastening Jonah for his sin. Okay, now turn with me to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12, and then we'll close. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. All right, I'm going to keep on going there. Hebrews chapter 12. Here we go. Hebrews chapter 12, okay, starting in verse 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Okay? God chastened Jonah. You know what Jonah was experiencing? He was experiencing a personal revival. A personal revival. Amen? Listen, I sometimes think that before we can have revival in this nation, revival must first begin at the house of God. The house of God needs to first be the house of God needs to be the first to have the revival before the nation. Okay? Just like Jonah. Jonah had to go through chastisement and repentance. You know what revival is? This is revival. Revival is basically repenting of your sins and getting right. Revival must first start and begin and should begin with the house of God, with God's people. Okay? And the reason for it is because judgment must first begin at the house of God. So, if judgment must first begin at the house of God, don't you think that the house of God should first be the one to experience revival first before we get out into the nation? You know why? Because the churches, most of the American churches are so corrupt and so wicked and so filled with blasphemy and a hatred and rejection of God, that our nation is exhibiting the same behaviors because the church is not doing its job. So first, I think we need to start at the church. We need to have a revival within the church first. Once we can do that, then that revival can spread into our nation. Okay? Turn with me really quickly. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Folks, that verse is not talking about non-believers. That verse is directed to God's people, God's chosen. The question is, will you choose to repent of your sin? Will you choose? Will you choose to repent? Choice is yours. God's not going to force you. I'm not going to force you. The choice is yours. Are you going to repent or are you just not going to repent? Because if you're not going to repent, I'll tell you, eventually I think you will. God will give you space to repent first. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. Okay? I think before we can have a revival in this nation, we need to first have revival in the house of God first. Revival should begin at the house of God. Amen. Because before Jonah, if you read the book of Jonah, before Jonah went and did what the Lord told him, he had to have a personal revival before he can go and do a revival in Nineveh. The question is, are you willing to go through a personal revival before you outreach to the nation? Let's take a look at ourselves first before we start going around and pointing fingers at people. Okay? Because if we go around and telling people, and I'll tell you, we could be as well-meaning as we could, but if we tell people that they've got sin and they need to repent of it, and we failed to look at ourselves first. Now this is going to hurt. It's going to hurt me too. Okay? We're hypocrites. We're hypocrites. First, let's get ourselves right first. Before we go out and start evangelizing or anything. We need to get right first before we do anything else. Amen. I know that's hard, but it needs to be said. Okay? It needs to be said. Anyway, so that's gonna be it. That's gonna be it for tonight. I know it's a short video. Quite frankly, I can't really do as long as I don't have the time to do the lengthy videos I used to do. So any videos that I do is going to be kind of short. Amen. So listen, don't take everything I say for truth. You take what I say and you match it with this Bible. If what I say does not match with this Bible, then let God be true and every man a liar. If I'm wrong, then God will chasten me and deal with me and show me where I'm wrong. Okay, God will deal with me. But if I am right, God will show, that I pray and ask that God will show you what I'm talking to you about. Amen? Listen, if you're watching this and you're not saved, I just want to let you know the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you. You don't have to die and go to hell. It is not God's will for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. You don't have to go to hell. You can choose to go to heaven. The question is, will you choose? Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, and that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Amen? You'll be saved. Okay, turn really quick, but let's go here real quick. Turn with me to John chapter 3, verse 3. John 3, 3. This is what it says. It says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Okay. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What does it mean to be born again? What it means is this. If you choose to be born again, all you need to do is to sincerely go before the Lord with a sincere heart. Repent of your sins, which is to confess and to forsake. Repent of your sins. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Ask the Lord to cleanse you of your sins. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and life. Ask the Lord to be your Lord and Savior. And then ask Him to fill you with His Spirit. Amen. It's not complicated. It is easy. It's not complicated. If you don't know the Lord's, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can know for sure that if you were to die today, you'll go to heaven. If you want to know for sure, that's what you got to do. Amen. Amen. Listen, it's good. It was good to be here tonight. I know this was probably not the most lengthy video. But like I said, I've got so much going on that even if I do a video, they're probably not going to be as long, as lengthy as they used to be. So they're going to be cut short by a certain amount of minutes. Amen. But please pray for me. Pray for my ministry. Pray for our Facebook ministry, our YouTube ministry, and our sermon audio ministry. Pray that God will use it according to His purpose and His glory and His honor. Amen. It was good to be here with you tonight. It's good to be back in our secret broadcasting lair. No, it's not a lair. It's just my room. But it's good to be back. Amen. It's good to be back, but I wish I was still with those good folks up in Church of Many Blessings. I really enjoyed being with them and meeting them and just getting to know them and, you know, getting the opportunity to preach. But hopefully sometime I will be able to get back out there again. Amen. So you pray for me on that. You please pray for my ministry. Please pray for me and my family. But let's see what else. I think that's going to be about it. If you have any prayer requests, please feel free to let me know. I'm sorry I wasn't as prepared with the prayer request list. Just kind of getting back into it again. I'm a little bit tired tonight, so I wanted to kind of keep it short. But anyways, listen, I love you guys. God bless you. Till next time, this is Pastor Brandon. I'm signing off. You guys have a great night. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you next time. I love you guys. We'll see you later. God bless. Bye.